Okay, so let's continue in Debir. We are on page 485, at the top. So the learning today should be Eschusi L'nishmas Chaim Elazar ben Shimshon Aryeh and Yaakov Yosef ben Reb Chaim Menachem ben Zion. Just be Eschus for four shleim of Chaim Moshe Shua ben Malka Chaim Dov ben Menorachol Chanoliyah ben Shein Derachol Navadati ben Peril, as well as Eschus for all those in a Makom Sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So we are going to finish today the first type of speech, which was speech related to Dvar Mitzvah. So he continues now, we're on page 485. Mitzvah lispoid b'chol layla al churban beis hamikdash. It's a mitzvah every night to mourn over the churban, the galus hashchina, the fact that the shchina is in galus, b'chol yilala, with making a sound of crying. U'mitzvah lizvadois, v'lish b'chsicha. It's also a mitzvah to confess our aveiros and to pour out sicha words, requests, lidvay shlicha me adoin adoinim, to ask forgiveness from God. Elehim, these various types of mitzvah related speech, v'chayotz mehem, and similar to them, advarim atayvim kulam ahuvim, they're all beloved by Hashem. Belohem si'ifim b'chol pinoy shein poinim. Each one has many details and many particulars, whichever way you turn. Acher kavanas alev, he dvarim, in the end, all that matters is the intent in your heart. As long as when you speak, your intention is to do the Ratzon Hashem, so that whatever you do is fine. You speak in this way, you speak in that way, right? You speak harshly to give Musar, you speak softly to give Musar. As long as you're doing it L'shem Shemayim and you have real intent, then someone who fears Hashem will adhere to it. But of course, we already said that someone who understands the choice is going to differentiate between what is good and what is otherwise. And as you get closer and you sort of get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and grow, you will be a little bit more selective and constantly be able to differentiate between things that seem good and things that really are. But Talmud Torah Kenegad Kulam, remember that besides all of the various ways that you can use Dibur, Talmud Torah is the greatest way. It's everything always based, it depends on the moment. There are instances where you should be Mevatel Torah. For example, Filavaya Sameis, Simchas, there are certain times when it's appropriate to be Mevatel Torah. We had the last year the what's it called, the rally in Washington, right, where the Rav said mevatel Torah to go do that. So these are instances of our Amru Chazal. Yisrael nimshalu l'toilas. Yisrael is compared to a worm, a meshi, a silkworm. Shebepiv oisam albushe melachim, that its mouth, through its mouth, it creates the clothing that kings wear. Keno ish a Yisraeli, a Jewish person as well. Yachol yuchal bepiv, through his mouth has the ability, liyazboina bashamayim al yosef, has the ability to create buildings and masterpieces in Shemayim. Velasis nachasruach liyotzer, and create a satisfaction for his creator. Ula hachin malbushamana kraim chaluka derabanan lenafshoi. And to earn for himself garments that will last, lo'ilam voed, that are known as the chaluke, the Rabbanon, the Tzaddikim's clothing. So that it wraps up the first category, the category of Dibur related to mitzvah. Now we're going to get into the second category, which is the category of what we call mutter. It's not a mitzvah, but it's also not aser. Hachelak ha-mutter hu, masha hu, hachreach le'adam. The category of mutter speech is whatever is necessary for a person. Lidaber, to speak, litzarech parnasosai, for purposes of his livelihood, v'tikan gufai, to address his physical needs. Although I would make a case that either one of these could potentially be a dvar mitzvah, because parnasa is fulfilling the Ratzon Hashem, and taking care of your guf is fulfilling the Ratzon Hashem. So I could make a case, really, that even these are considered dvar mitzvah. He says, but uvezet tzarech lidaber b'derech kitzara. He says, because speech can so easily devolve into something that's also, you have to speak carefully. Don't elaborate in these areas. That, as the Gemara Bracha says, you should speak a little bit, meaning when it comes to physical needs. So here we're talking about you need a place in order for something. You need something in the house. You have to place an order, or you have to engage in some sort of transaction. So there, the less you speak, the better off you are. Magam isha. When you have to speak to a woman, you have to be brief and concise. Sharishaninu, as we learned, don't speak excessively with women. The Ishlayamru, they said this even about his wife when she's a Nida. Kavachayim, certainly with other women. But Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and the Gemara in Erevin says that Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Lefisha Amar LeBruya, who asked Bruya was Rabbi Meir's wife, Be'ezah Derech Neilech Liloid. Which road should we travel going to Lod? Basically, she asked for directions. She asked ways, help from ways from a woman, which in itself is a stira, but okay. He could have said, on which to Lod? Why do you say Derech? So she called him a foolish person from Galilee because he should have reduced the amount of words that he was saying. He said one extra word, and nevertheless, he got Musa for it. When you speak what's absolutely necessary without mixing in anything forbidden, and you're brief and you finish quickly, then that's totally mutter. Anyone who his actions are l'shem shemayim, they know Isaac, and he only involves himself in this world, only to the extent that he needs to for the sake of Hashem. All his actions and his words will be considered a mitzvah. And that's what I was telling you. He's now spelling out what I was telling you before, is that if you go to work, and because you're doing it as the proper way to do it, which is I am fulfilling the Ratzon Hashem, there is a curse on the world of that I have to go and work, that a person has to work the ground. That's the curse from Adam, and I'm doing it because it's the Ratzon Hashem. So then, even when you speak in business, that speech becomes elevated as a divine mitzvah. Or if you're going to the doctor, not because something is necessarily bothering you, but because you want to take care of your health, because you want to be mekayim the nishmarta ma'od l'nafshei them. Again, that's what he's saying here, is that if it now elevates it from becoming a divine mutter to becoming a divine mitzvah. And potentially there you could speak more, right? There's no limitation on the speech. If someone keeps Hashem's name constantly on his lips, I'll call Asher Yaseh through everything he does, Asher Yedaber, and everything he says. Hu kimoi ha'alkimya, he's like the alchemist, he turns lead into silver. Meaning he's taking things that are, chilul is the wrong word because chilul is a negative, but he's taking the mundane, he's taking the chol, not the chilul, the chol, and he's turning it into kodesh. He's enhancing it. He transforms everything that becomes a rishus into something that's a mitzvah. Just like preparing for Shabbos, you cleaning the toilets. But if you have in mind, I'm cleaning the toilets, not you, but your wife has in mind, your wife, but the cleaning lady. Your wife has in mind that it should be l'shem shemayim, l'kavod Shabbos kodesh. So that, are we still recording? So then that should be that. So that becomes a mitzvah, right? The same action, but it becomes a mitzvah. You go shopping, okay? You don't go shopping. Your wife goes on Instacart or Moishas and she orders. But again, that's l'kavod Shabbos. So you could take things like cooking and cleaning and driving and just running errands, going and picking up the dry cleaners. But if you simply have in mind l'kavod Shabbos kodesh before you do it, you just elevated the kodesh, the chol, and made a kodesh. And that is really something that we should always have in mind. It's now a Wednesday. We're going to make preparations tonight for Purim. We're going to make preparations tonight for Shabbos. We're going to have conversations about what we're serving at the Seudah tomorrow, what we're serving Shabbos. These could be Divrei Chol. But if we elevate it, we say, I'm doing it because I want to be Mekadesh Shabbos. So now we elevated the same Sicha, the same words, but we made it Divrei Mitzvah. And that's something that we should live our lives. He's going to talk about this at length when he gets to the topic of Hachana.